98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. David Byrne and the Heads there. That is called Wild, Wild Life. Also in there, we heard Radiohead's House of Cards, J.J. Gray and Mofro doing Somebody Else, and Concrete Sky from Beth Orton. So a nice long set of music there. Good afternoon. It's Ira G joining you now in the 3 o'clock hour with a couple of special guests in the studio. An old friend of mine, Candy Thomas Apodaca, who rocked the vote the last time she was here. And we helped get the vote out for the last election. And now she is in with a guest, Maria, and I'm not sure if I can get this last name right, Bernardes. Is that close?
That's perfect.
Okay, well, grab that mic over there and bring it towards you. You are both here to help publicize the March Against Monsanto, which is going on May 25th, this weekend, here in Santa Fe. It'll be at the Rail Yard Farmers Market, 12 noon on Saturday. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So tell me how you got involved with this, Ms. Apodaca.
This is a funny story. You know, I like being on Facebook, and I saw, ooh, March Against Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really, really? So I clicked on the main page,
mm-hmm.
and it says, look for an event near you. Well, I saw one near Albuquerque, just Albuquerque. They said, well, you can organize your own. And they gave me some little tips about how to get it started and how to get it going. So I said, okay, I guess I'm going to take it on.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, you know, with the natural food movement so big here in Santa Fe, I think you're going to get quite a crowd out here on Saturday. So tell me about some of the events leading up to the march that you've got going on. You mentioned there were a few things happening.
Well, tomorrow at 3:30, from 3:30 to 6:30 at the farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
we're inviting people to come for a potluck sign making gathering.
Okay.
So that way, you know, it can be, you know, it won't be so hectic. And we can maybe meet with some people in the community. They want to make a banner. It's kid friendly, all ages welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we'll be able to store our banners and our signs in a closet at the farmer's market also.
Okay.
Because we'll have that whole space to use it to create art and talk. And I have some of my guest speakers going to be there, people I've never met, because this has been amazing, doing this, you know, via the social network.
Right.
There are so many people I don't know them. I've only met them over the internet or over the phone.
But they're coming into town to speak. Who are some of the guests you have that'll be addressing the crowd on
Saturday?
Okay,
let me get my little list so I won't forget. I'll just tell you everybody, at least by their names. I have Marian Naranjo. She's from Honor Our Pueblo Existence.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Santa Clara Pueblo. She'll be there. She's going to open it with a prayer. We have Betsy Sotzi Pena. She's also from Santa Clara Pueblo, and she's going to recite some poetry. Then we have Scott Pittman from the Permaculture Institute. And he is actually pretty world-renowned. He goes all over the world teaching people about permaculture. So he's going to be one of our permaculture experts. Also, we have Nate Downey. He's from Santa Fe Permaculture. He'll be another person talking about permaculture. I've also invited a friend. She lives in Las Vegas. Her name is Tara Yvonne Trudell. She will recite some poetry, and if people know a lot of activists out there, her dad is John Trudell, the Native American activist.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to come and recite some poetry. And then I have one of the farmers at the farmer's market, Guru Jiwan Khalsa. He's from Khalsa Greenhouses. So he'll speak, and he also donated for our pot of gazpacho that we're going to have for the public.
Okay.
William Malton will be there also. He's at the farmer's market, and he's been part of the board of the farmer's market, and he was one of the instrumental people that actually got the farmer's market and their permanent building. So he'll speak, and he's going to donate bread at least for 150 people, because he's done, and he'll speak. And then we're hoping to get Pokey Piotin from Gaia Gardens, if he can come speak. He'll be at the farmer's market. And we're just going to try to pull him away for like 5 minutes, because he'd be a good person to speak. Also, I have Stephen Fox. He's going to speak. He's a local gallery owner, but he knows a lot about the legislation, especially when it comes to aspartame, because he's had a lot of bills carried and stuff.
Okay.
And we'll have Dr. Jim McClure, who is a local chiropractor here. And he's also heading a group called GMO Free Santa Fe.
Okay.
And they're kind of working on that local county ordinance and a city ordinance to have a GMO free, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is that I think nationally what we're fighting for is to at least start with labeling. Mm-hmm. Okay, if we can at least know what's in there, then you can decide what you want. You can make your choice.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the first goals.
But if you go to the supermarket and look on the shelf, you'll never know by the food that's on there or in the vegetable department what's been grown organically and what's been grown.
Well, there's that little cheat sheet, though, those numbers, right? Do you know them, Maria?
We'll have copies of companies to avoid.
Oh, okay.
My sister, actually, Elisa Boyles, is an expert of what companies to avoid. So she'll be there as a great resource. But that's one of the things that I want to work on, is to educate the public so they grow their own food. Mm-hmm. And we have a program called Mother Nature Center. And I work with families and churches and schools into educating, into feeding our children better, and into being self-sufficient as much as they can, sustainable, in growing their own things and knowing what to buy, because there's a lot of information out there. Yeah.
So, like, I think, too, because, you know, some of the steps to do this is, like, one, you know, ask for GMO labeling. Two, is to boycott those companies.
Right. And the best way to boycott GMO infected foods is to eat organic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any fruits, it is beyond any reason not to eat organic at this point.
Yeah.
Grapes and strawberries are the worst with GMOs.
Uh-huh.
All fruits and vegetables definitely should be organic.
Sounds good. Well, the March Against Monsanto is taking place on May 25th. That is just a couple of days from right now. The March Against Monsanto Santa Fe is going to be at the Santa Fe Rail Yard and Farmers Market at 12 noon on Saturday. And the national organization can be reached at this email address, millionsagainstmonsanto@yahoo.com. And the march here in town, how do they get in touch with you locally if they want to?
Well, you know, for me at this point, email is like, it's too slow.
Mm-hmm.
If they're on Facebook, they can just go Millions Against Monsanto - Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. And I'm always updating. There's a blurb. It's like kind of located above where the map is.
Mm-hmm.
And it says see more in blue. They click on that, and right. that'll give them more information.
Okay. Definitely, and come on Friday. If you want to touch base with us before the march, want to help, want to donate, want to bring materials, Friday, anytime after 3:30 at the Farmers Market is a great time to do that.
Okay, well, I thank you both, you ladies, for looking out for the rest of us here. That is awful sweet of you two.
Great. Thank you.
All righty. So we'll see you out there Saturday, 12 noon, the Santa Fe Rail Yard Farmers Market, March Against Monsanto. Of course, starting tomorrow at 3:30 at the Rail Yard, they'll be preparing for the march, and you're more than welcome to get involved in any way, shape, or form that you can. Ladies, we will see you out there on Saturday.
Have a GMO-free day.
Thank you.